From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. There has been another mass killing in Syria. Anti-government activists say more than 200 people may have been killed in one of the worst days of bloodshed since the uprising began almost 16 months ago. United Nations monitors confirm that the Syrian army shelled a village in the central province of Hama. Activists say after that bombardment, pro-government militiamen moved in, killing many more villagers. NPR's Deborah Amos is in neighboring Turkey. Earlier today, she spoke with a survivor who managed to escape across the border.
He survived what many are calling a massacre in the farming village of Tramsi. The shelling started before the village was even awake. 5 a.m. on Thursday morning, houses collapsed, people started dying, says Abu Amar, who says he's a medic in the town. The village of 10,000 people was devastated.
Fully destructed houses. There is a lot of dead bodies on the ground. They didn't distinguish between old people or babies or children and women.
He hid through a bombardment that lasted for hours. He got one call out to the UN monitors and begged them to come to Tramsi. They said they were stopped at an army checkpoint. After the shelling, says Abu Amar, the Shabiha arrived, the pro-government militia who came to loot and burn and kill.
With my own eyes, I've seen the way they dragged people out of their houses. They demolished the house completely, and they executed them on the ground.
The government blamed terrorist gangs for the violence in Tramsi, but the head of the UN mission in Damascus contradicted that claim, saying government forces attacked from the air and from the ground. The UN envoy, Kofi Annan, also singled out the government's use of heavy weapons in civilian areas. The more chilling violence wasn't the distant army shelling, but the up-close murders by the armed gangs, the Shabiha, and what appears to be a sectarian-motivated attack. Tramsi is a Sunni Muslim village surrounded by Christian and Alawite communities.
Some of the Shabiha are known.
These are your neighbors, so you know them?
But their faces are probably like, I've seen him before.
The killers are Alawites, says Abu Ahmed, and he lists the villages where the killers are from. He's one of the few survivors to make it to Turkey, a trip of 50 miles that took him almost 24 hours. The army offensive against Tramsi seems to be part of a wider military campaign to crush the rebels challenging the government, as Syria spirals into a sectarian war, with any hope for a diplomatic solution moving further out of reach. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antakya.